We're visiting with Teresa Reps, the Agriculture Affairs Manager at Midwest Dairy. You guys have something really cool coming up this week. Tell us a little bit about the Dairy Experience Forum.
Yeah, so we're really excited to have our third annual Dairy Experience Forum happening on July 15th. Due to COVID, we had to change this to a virtual event. It's typically been in person, but I think it's even more relevant now than it was in years past, just because everything's changing right now and we really need to understand where consumers are at and what they're thinking so we can be prepared to move dairy forward. And one of the really unique things about the Dairy Experience Forum is it encompasses multiple different audiences from all across the supply chain. So we're going to have dairy farmers on, we're going to have processors, retailers, wellness professionals, anyone that really touches dairy is going to be able to attend and take something away from this conference.
Why is this such an important event for you guys?
For us, in the Dairy Checkoff, it's really important to understand where your consumers are, because we're all about continuing to increase the demand of dairy. And we want to make sure that we all do that as an industry moving together. And in order to do that, we need to understand where consumers are at. So this event is really centered on consumer insights and how can we see where consumers are at now, where are they going to be at, you know, 10 years from now with Mike Lee, how are we going to continue to move the industry forward so we can be successful.
So let's talk a little bit about some of the speakers that people are going to be able to hear and what kind of discussions are going to be ongoing at the event.
Yeah, so we have a really cool lineup. We're going to kick things off with a live consumer focus group. So we're going to have consumers from across the country that'll be joining us virtually to share their thoughts on dairy, how they shop, what they look for when they're shopping, where they get their information, along with you know, how their shopping habits have changed due to COVID-19. And then we're going to break into some small group discussions. We're going to have Larry Levin with IRI talk about specifically what's been happening in the dairy category related to COVID-19 and what that means for dairy after COVID-19, or what the new normal could look like for dairy sales. We're going to have an environmental solutions panel where we're going to have different perspectives. We're going to have a farmer, a processor, and a brand talk about what environment or what sustainability means to them, and how each of them are taking steps to make each part of their role sustainable for years to come, and why they believe it's important to consumers. And then we're going to hear from Mike Lee, who's going to talk about the future of dairy, so how the 21st century consumer is shaping the future of food and what that means for dairy. And then we're going to end with Harris III, who's going to talk about navigating change, which is so appropriate given all the changes we're trying to navigate right now.
Well, of course, everyone's still trying to figure out how to make things work with COVID-19 going on, and you guys have done a great job setting everything up online, but I'm sure you've had some hurdles to overcome as well with COVID and trying to figure out how all this is going to work going forward.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, changing from an in-person meeting to a virtual meeting, there certainly are challenges, but you know, I think this has challenged us to figure out what exactly we want to present and how to do that in a shortened manner virtually, and I think we have the best of the best coming forward to speak on our conference, and I'm excited for our attendees.
So tell everybody, if they would like to go to the Dairy Experience Forum, what do they need to do and how do they get signed up?
Yeah, so if you go to dairyexperienceforum.com, there will be a registration link there that you can sign up. Registration is open through the 13th. It'll close after the 13th, and it's $25 for dairy farmers and $50 for industry. So pretty inexpensive to attend a really cool conference.
And how does it work? Like, are you just going to be kind of watching online the whole time? Will you be able to ask like questions, or how does that all work out?
Yeah, so you'll be joining. The nice thing about the conference, we have it set up so you're joining a web browser, so you don't have to download any new technology. So you'll be watching there, and you can submit questions for all of our panel or all of our sessions. Additionally, we're going to have a small group breakout. So we're going to go into virtual breakout rooms where attendees will get to interact with each other and talk about what their reactions were to the consumer focus group and how they can turn those insights into actions.
Well, that's going to be really important going forward, because I know that you guys still want to be able to reach out and touch those in the dairy industry. But right now, we're not really allowed to be around people or touch anybody. So this makes it a nice way to still get the information out there in a safe way.
Absolutely. And with technology, it's really cool the things that you can do, such as having a virtual breakout room. So you're going to get some small group discussion and attendees are going to be able to interact with one another for a little bit. So still bringing in some of the value of an in-person conference.
Well, Teresa, thank you so much for visiting with us. I'm sure it's going to be an awesome dairy experience for them. We look forward to hearing more about it.
Thank you so much. We hope you can attend.